Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the I'm Not Kevin podcast with your host, Sean Holsworth.
Hey, Sean.
Hey, what's happening?
Should we do that again? Yeah, that sounded really gay. So, hey, Sean.
That sounds about consistent for the rest of this episode.
Yeah. All right. So this is something new for us. Welcome to IPA Today and I'm Not Kevin podcast Splitcast. This is part two. So this is IPA Today's episode 75. Couple things that are new. So we I don't do one of my rules, right, Sean? I've got a bunch of rules, right? Rule number one, no last names. Rule number two, no company names. Rule number three, no politics. Rule number four, whatever Joey said. Rule number five, we don't go into part three, right?
And number five, six, you don't edit.
Yeah, and I don't edit. And so I kept my promise on one of these. So back on January 9th, you and I did this particular split cast,
right?
And it turned into an all-day shit show, and we said so we actually had a couple gaps where I went ahead and brought in the Mexi cast, filled up a couple weeks
schedule wise.
And then you had contacted me and said, dude, I really want to edit this before we put it out because I don't remember any of it. And I said, I don't remember any of it either. So we've been doing some editing. But first of all, you brought over this beer. What is it?
This is a German Pilsner that I just brewed and got on the
super clear.
Yeah, first time doing something like that, and it turned out much clearer than I expected. Almost, I don't know if you'd call it like production, like commercial clear, but it came out pretty
good. It's killer, dude. Yeah. It's super clear, super got great head on it. Mm-hmm. It's very crisp. It reminds me of Pils. Is that what that says? That glass Pils?
Sure.
Yeah, so we're back in the IPA Today studios editing the podcast from I'm Not Kevin podcast studios.
Trumer Pills.
So this is a lot like them. Super clear, super lager, crisp. It's a great beer.
Mm-hmm. Thanks. Appreciate it. After a couple of throw up waters I've brewed.
So one thing, I'm done lying to my friends. If you make a shit of beer, I'm going to tell you. I've lost a lot of sleep lying to you guys in the past. So that's a great beer. Congratulations.
Well, that I think you probably learned that homebrewers actually want to hear when it sucks. Honestly, they want to hear it.
You do, but you don't.
It still hurts.
It does hurt.
It still hurts. But you need to know. Everybody tells you it's a good one. You keep brewing shitty beer, then you're going to end up with a lot of beer you got to drink yourself.
Hey, so again, this is part two. And I want to give a quick shout out to a friend of ours, a mutual friend of ours, Brandy. Brandy's a coworker that works amongst Sean and I. Super cool chick. And she does something that I think is outstanding. She adopts a soldier.
Mm-hmm.
And one of her adoptees just came home from the war. And she just picked up a new adoptee. So Brandy.
What's that program called?
I don't know. Adopt a Soldier is what I think it's called. But Brandy, thank you very much for what you do. I thought you were one of the coolest chicks I've ever met before I found this out. And now that just kicked you over the top. So shout out to Brandy. Brandy, thanks a lot, man, for everything you do. And thanks for being a fan of the podcast. And I'm a huge fan of yours. All right. So here we go, man. Here we go. Episode 75 for me. This is in your 30s, right?
Somewhere in there.
This is part two of our split cast that happened back in January. And this is a shit show. This one, we haven't fallen off the rails yet.
But you can see it coming.
It's coming. But we literally, I don't edit. And everybody knows I don't edit. But we edited because we just don't remember what happened. And I can tell you right now, about 12 minutes and 45 seconds into it, you hear a big old fart. I'm pretty sure it was me.
It smelled like you.
We got about 15 minutes in before we got a Joey and a black chick joke. 24 minutes in, I said something about banging Sean's wife. And at the 57 minute, we did a Troy's mom slash Troy cusses for the first time. Everybody knows Troy does not cuss on podcast, and Troy hates when we talk about his mom.
So the shit show started happening.
Shit show started happening, and then I got a note here that says at 57 minutes and 40 seconds, we cut it off if we're going to go into a part three. But we ran it a little over, and at 1 hour and 5 seconds, Sean gets roofied by a gay dude. So this is what's in store for you for part two. Enjoy. Thanks for listening.
We're out.
Yep.
I don't think that has anything to do with your leg. Damn, I think that's that. I don't know
how you're moving. No, that's all. You're all lopsided for sure.
A giant beanbag you got going.
Was it that big before the accident?
No.
Oh.
Not quite. All right, so hey, man.
So you're
I feel like we're closer.
Welcome to episode two.
Yeah.
Holy
part
shit.
Part two.
I'm not even going to claim this episode.
That's a rude awakening right there. Drink up, fuckers.
You got a butthole bruiser.
Enjoy your life. You could be me.
Yeah.
All right, so welcome back. Part two. So I sound really loud again.
Nah, you're good.
Nope. Okay.
No, that's just you.
Turn it down.
It's not the mics.
I could turn mine down. I think I'm one.
You'd think between episode one and episode two, we'd get the technical stuff out of the way, but we were too busy looking at other stuff.
So I just showed everyone my nutsack.
Looking at other stuff.
Jesus.
I was trying to be.
Congratulations.
Butthole bruiser.
The butthole bruiser.
Boom, boom.
Yeah. So this is actually a really good beer. Troy, thanks for joining us.
Hey, yeah, thanks for having me. I appreciate the intro.
On tapbakersfield.com.
Well, I appreciate you jamming from work early and joining us, man.
Barely made it.
Barely cool. Made it. Skid marks in the street and everything.
So, yeah, this is...
Speaking of skid marks,
Boomtown Brewery. It's out of L.A.
Mike Schick. It seems like for me, in the flavor of these beers, sometimes you get too much like that yeasty flavor. Mm-hmm. And this one doesn't have that.
No, this is good.
Pilsner. Super clear, right? Great color. Super like straw color. And really, really drinkable.
Bitter. Well, I like what Troy said. He goes, I figured you guys would be IPing it up. So I brought in a something off.
What's the ABV? I'm sorry. I
tried to bring a couple things that would be different. It was like 5. Hold on.
So, and I love the name.
5.6.
5.6.
So it's very, that's good.
And it's called Mike Check. And it's
cool.
MICZECH.
Check.
From Boomtown. Very cool can. I love it.
So yeah. They got the independent logo on there and everything. That's cool.
Yeah.
It's very Raiders-esque.
It is silver and black. Yes, it is. Mm-hmm.
Good beer, though. Have you had other stuff from them? That's a question for Troy.
That is? Sorry.
he's still working.
no, actually, that's the first I've ever had from him. I don't even know. He must be going out of market for it because I don't think their distribution here. Mm-hmm. I don't think they have a...
Yeah, it's super good.
All right, Troy.
A lot of dead air.
Troy, so I finished my beer and we're hand signaling. Would you like a water? Sean, thanks for the Taco Bell.
You're welcome.
I've always dreamed of coming over here and eating a taco. It wasn't quite. You know, when dreams come reality, it's always what I expected.
I'm sorry to ruin your. I'm sorry to pop your bubble.
You did.
Was it a beef taco? What was it?
Okay. Hey, there's no pop of that bubble.
It's been popped.
God damn it.
Beef taco? Like a beef curtains? Hey, what are you saying?
Hey, not both of them are going to give you the shits. Only the one you had today is going to give you the shits.
So, all right. So here we go. Part two at the Splitcast IPA Today. I'm Not Kevin podcast.
That's right.
I struggle a little bit because we have the I'm Not Kevin, who is Sean, and we have the I am Kevin.
That's right.
So I kind of have to adjust myself sometimes. I think I'm dialed in with the sound. My microphone sounds a lot better now. I think I'm coming in pretty good on the
coming in hot.
Here.
Coming
so, in hot. Sounds good here.
Okay, so everybody's dialed in. Troy.
Yeah, episode two always goes much better than episode one.
Imagine that. Troy, quick question.
Yeah.
2017, what was your favorite beer and what was your favorite episode between...
I'd listen to that episode where you guys were talking about that. I hate to go most recent, but I really liked that episode that we all did up in Tatchby. At Local Craft Beer for their 2-year anniversary. It was fun. And I'm sure there was other episodes before that that were really good, but that's the one that's in my mind, probably because it's the most recent one.
And you were there.
That I was on. Yeah, mm-hmm. Of course I wouldn't even give consideration to any that I wasn't on. So.
You're talking about the most recent one?
Yeah.
The two-year anniversary
for LCG. The other one was great, too, though. The other one that we did up there with Ron and
Black
a whole
Ron.
Slew of people.
It was just Ron.
Coffee stout.
Oh my gosh, we're going to a stout.
So, well, okay.
This is Tyson's Blue Oak.
I was going stout. To start the podcast off with this because they were like, "Oh, it's coffee." Because
it was breakfast time, and it goes to breakfast. And
so, again, this is the Oklahoma. Let's bring back some beers from Oklahoma versus Bakersfield or Tehachapi, Kern County.
Yeah, California.
So I brought LCB to the table. I thought we'd start off with this one because it's got coffee in it. That was my thought process, but actually, we're. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. We're 7 beers in.
Well, second episode, though.
First yeah, but I'm saying episode. Is we're just now starting.
We're on pace.
We're just now starting the coffee beer. But
we need some coffee to keep us going. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, let's warm this up. So, this is extremely dark.
First thing I noticed is there's no sweet. Like there, I don't get any sweet where I've had it before in coffee stouts, but this one is...
You definitely pick up the coffee on the nose. Mm-hmm. It's a and he uses Blue Oak coffee, which is when I say he, Tyson, owner and brewer, head brewer of LCB, uses Blue Oak coffee, which they roasted up there in Tehachapi.
Right.
There's a little bit left in there.
Local roasters.
Yeah, there's no light getting through that, right?
What I really like is the fact that the head itself looks like there's coffee in the head. Like and it's almost like espresso.
Yeah, so I think what you're talking about, the coffee in the head, I mean, usually when you pour a beer, the head becomes very white.
It's very foamy white.
And this, the head is almost has like a tannish kind of color to it.
Or you it's
like
a red almost.
Almost a red,
like
yeah.
It's going that direction.
Yeah, you see that, Kevin?
Looks like a flat Dr. Pepper.
Yeah. I don't know. It does look like that. Yeah. Yeah. The nose on it's freaking.
That smells great.
Crazy.
The aftertaste is right now what I'm getting. It's like I just had a cup of coffee, which is, I guess, what they're going for.
The thing with me with stouts, though, it's like I love the flavor, the full body. But it seems like you get 2-3 stouts in you, and you're like,
mm-hmm. I'm full. That's what I get.
But I also get the, I'm probably going to be drunk here real quick because I've had 2 of these, mm-hmm. as opposed to. Something like an IPA for me, I'm like, oh, I love this flavor. Bam, drunk, mm-hmm. right? You never see it coming.
Yeah.
Where this one, you kind of see it coming because you're like, all right, I know I'm walking across the freeway, so if a truck does come, I'm probably gonna get hit, right? And that's kind of what I feel like. I feel like this is the truck that's in the distance, so I better run as fast as I limp.
Yeah, this has a little bit of that like coffee bean kind of pinch to me in the back of the tongue.
It's definitely coffee bean.
Mm-hmm. Coffee bean, not just a coffee, but like the coffee bean in there.
So it's not like coffee ice cream. It's a coffee bean.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Can I see that bottle, please? I'm not going to try to read the label because that's Joey's job. But
that is Joey's job.
What's the percent?
9.5. Oh, biggest beer we've
had
today.
There's that truck.
Yeah, here comes the truck.
You know what's funny is I don't think a lot of coffee stouts do go that high in ABV. Mm-hmm. Usually it's a lower. It's like, you know, the 5 or 6 range.
It doesn't taste alcoholic, though.
No.
You know, it doesn't have that real, like, astringent kind of alcohol flavor to it.
I would love to call and ask Tyson why, other than when he makes an effort, like his Cryodome, why do all his beers are such high ABVs?
Yeah, that's a good question. That's a good question.
Because I don't know if that's how he's trying to achieve his haziness, but this wouldn't apply here, right?
No.
So.
Yeah. But it's, I mean.
Would that apply with a hazy IPA?
Well, because you throw in a lot of like flaked wheat and stuff like that, and you get a lot of sugars out of that.
Right.
So to help
obtain haziness, mm-hmm. you incorporate a lot of sugar.
Because I've heard guys talk about, you know, they brew a hazy, like I'm talking about homebrewers, they brew a hazy beer, and then after a week or two, the haziness kind of falls out. So I don't know if that's haziness like hanging in from the yeast, and then it just falls out of solution.
So but, when me and John did our IPA today, IPA, mm-hmm. That was that way. We added a lot of flaked wheat, and mm-hmm. It was a lot hazier at the onset.
And then it
kept getting clearer and clearer. But the nose kind of picked up a little bit, and then it just kind of, for me, it kind of lost everything.
The one from John's house?
Yeah,
that's the one we finished at Richie's when we stumbled over to his house after a podcast.
It was a good beer, right?
It was a good beer. I'm saying that with a little bit of hesitation because I was fucking hammered. It was two episodes with freaking Kenny.
That'll help.
Yeah, but I remember it being really, really good, really drinkable. That's just how I remember
we never achieved hazy.
Mm-hmm.
We never achieved hazy, but it was very hoppy and it was very aromatic, and I thought it was a good beer. I was good, but like I said, I got a little butthurt when I took that growler up to Tyson. He's like, "Oh, it tastes diacetyl." I'm like, "It's got to be from this growler because it wasn't off the keg or the because it's been great up until now." And then I got to be honest, when I tasted it, I tasted something different out of that growler than I did out of the keg.
Mm-hmm. So I'm not. How long had it been in the growler?
Just for that trip.
I mean, you poured that day and went up?
Maybe the night before. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. You shouldn't have gotten. That's hard to say, though. I mean,
I don't think you get diacetyl from sitting in a growler, though.
You wouldn't think.
I don't know.
But you got a bunch of freaking different flavors in the beer you took from my house to the podcast.
Coffee.
Was it in here? Coffee from the freaking.
A little bit of this one.
But now that my IPA that I did has sat for a while, I get some coffee out of it. We could pour a little bit. There's some still on tap. I haven't poured it out yet. I'm going to pour it out, though.
So
I couldn't drink a lot of this.
No, I couldn't have a full bomber of it.
No.
So my coffee pot at home goes off at 3:15 in the morning. And I'm usually down there. I get up at 3:15.
You grind your own beans?
No.
Every morning?
No.
You grind your beans?
No. But we set it
you
up.
You fucking grind that bean you whipped out a little bit ago.
Don't grind that bean. You're going to mess the machine up.
I'll grind that bean.
That better be an industrial grinder.
So while the microphones were off, I showed the guys my nut sack.
It was glorious.
It's a big nut sack.
That works. And when he says nut, most of us say singular.
You know, nuts sack.
I literally had to. It's an effort singular. To pull it out. It's an effort to pull it out of the fly hole of my boxers.
Shit.
Yeah.
I'm going to have nightmares about that fucker.
That was a treat. That was a treat.
The butthole bruiser?
Butthole bruiser. I love it. I love that nickname. That's my nickname now. Everybody has to call me that.
I'm going to yell that to you.
I'm going to change my podcast to Butthole Bruiser Podcast.
Butthole Bruiser and Friends.
Hey, unfortunately. Unfortunately, buttholebruiser.com is probably not available.
It's already taken.
I'm sure
you don't want to go to it.
Yeah.
Oh, and I bet you it's not anywhere like what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Like, I was giving you a comp that. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, now Chin Bruiser, that'd be.
It's taken too.com.
You don't want to Google that at work.
So again.
Again. We've had this conversation. So why do you get up so early?
So I get up early because I go to the gym early. I'm at the gym at 4 when they unlock the doors.
Banging. Let me in.
But it takes me longer to get ready in the morning than you guys because I got to get my compression stockings on and all that shit. So I get to the gym early. But my point is, like today.
Who was that?
It's me.
Congratulations.
That was awesome. It just came out of the way.
It was like the perfect pause. Perfect pause, and the mic picked it up great.
So,
that rattling was one nut rattling. Like, one large nut rattling.
So, like, today, I didn't have to get up early, right? Mm-hmm. So, by the time I get downstairs...
The coffee's cold.
And it's old.
Oh, shit.
And it's got a little bit of, obviously, not that fresh.
I feel like there's a joke coming. You're going to talk about my beer.
No, I'm talking about this beer. Yeah. So, the more you sip it, the more... The coffee tastes stronger, I guess. Mm-hmm. Like it's not. I don't want to compare. Like say it's not fresh brewed, meaning not good,
aged.
But it just seems like it's.
I get what you're saying.
You're getting to the bottom of the pot here,
and there's an
it's more
overwhelming amount of bitter in this to me. I mean, I love what
from the coffee does. From I the love, coffee, right?
Yeah, from the coffee. Yeah.
Or at least that's what you think it is. It might be the hops. He might have done it with the hops. You don't know.
It's good, but yeah, I'm getting a lot of bitter, and I associate that with an older coffee too.
Yeah, and I just stale. feel like the
but not like the negative stale.
No. Yeah, just like coffee that's been sitting in the coffee pot.
Did you taste it?
I didn't.
I'm good. Just take a taste though. It's kind of like talking to Richie, like which is like one sip leads to another. And like it's my glass, it's
not
motherfucker.
That. I don't like stout.
I'm not a big fan of stouts either. But my point is, this beer tastes like it will amp you up with caffeine as much as it will get you a buzz.
Yeah. It's I'll be ready for a nap and for a freaking jog down the street.
Yes. That's what it reminds me of. It's very, I don't know.
That's really a trip for me. I mean, because usually for me, think about a flight. When you go to a brewery and you order a flight and you order, you know, and they usually bring it to you, regardless of the way you order it, they bring it to you the lightest to the darkest, kind of,
their
right?
recommended.
Right. How to drink it.
Pathway, yeah.
And the stout, if you order the stout, it's going
to
be...
It's like Joey when he goes to Vegas, every floor, you go lighter to darker every floor.
Don't go to that 18th floor.
It's going to be dark.
It's like Zimbabwe.
Yep.
Here we are.
Welcome to part two.
Anyway.
That's got a great aftertaste, though. Like
it does. Yeah. Just, the aftertaste.
It's like a cup of coffee.
Anything else, that's my first like drink, and it still just... It's just sitting on my tongue. It's really good.
It's like drinking a cup of coffee.
Right, but it's perfect in... That would be perfect for me if you had a flight of beers and that was one you were drinking. But a pint of that...
In that quantity, too, right?
Yeah.
You know what this is for me? This is for me an after-dinner beer.
Well, and that's what I was getting ready to go before I got screwed up with the frickin' Zimbabwe.
First thing in the morning.
Breakfast?
Oh, yeah. First thing in the morning or at the very end.
First thing in the morning. Picture yourself in the freaking mountain somewhere. And you're just, you know, on vacation and you're camping or you're staying at the cabin or whatever it is. And that'd be a good way to start the day.
I tried to picture that and I closed my eyes and Kenny's nut was right there. So haunting.
Speaking of breakfast.
What? So we could do like a comparison thing.
Is that a stout?
Yeah, it's a stout.
Hey, can I pour mine real quick? Because you haven't had it.
Yeah. It's your
stout.
Yeah,
my stout.
Yeah, let's do it.
No, that's okay. We're fine.
Kenny won't have any. You and I will have some.
I'd like to have some.
Just kidding. I'm just kidding. Your stout's the best beer I've ever made.
What's wrong with this stout?
Nothing. But if you would offer an IPA, I'd be like, no thanks.
Don't have the IPA. Have the stout.
Is that throw up water?
We might finish it right now.
I hope so.
When did you make this?
No, I want some.
Right before Thanksgiving.
I was going to say.
2015.
Yeah, September on August.
Of 2015. talk amongst yourself.
Yeah, we're talking. We're watching you over here. So, hey, I want to just give a shout out real quick. So, Sean's got a really cool, it's a freezer, one of those, they used to call them deep freezers, right? It's
chest freezer.
Thank you. Here you go.
You want some?
Yeah, hell yeah.
You sure, you dick?
Chest freezer. So he's got a regular freezer that would be the type that you lift the door up and you reach down and you grab your turkey or your beef or whatever's in there. And, he grabbed his dick. Great.
Yes, he did.
Very nice. Very nice. Part two is full effect.
Freezer's full of beef sticks.
So
we need video.
This beer is super dark and the head is amazing. It's a almost like a coffee stout head.
It's a really good head.
So,
without the coffee.
Super smooth.
The coffee's in the IPA.
Exactly. So what Sean did was he put a 2x4 frame around the freezer and it mounted the door on top of that.
A collar.
A collar, if you will. So it looks like an extension between the lid and the freezer itself. So he's got his tap handles coming out. He's got three tap handles. So he's got three kegs in there, or can have three kegs in there. And also a bottle opener and a little drip catcher off the keg handles.
How'd you seal it?
What do you mean?
Underneath the wood.
Silicone, just liquid nails.
And then the middle tap handle is actually a microphone, which is his tap handle. So it's badass, right?
It's pretty cool.
It's very cool. And then the fridge to your left, Troy, is like a regular refrigerator, is actually...
Like 1982.
That's your fermentation vessel.
That is.
An old ass side by side, and he's got his little. That's what it is. His fermentation. So
nothing in fermentation right now.
Oh, you got your grains.
Yep.
That's tomorrow's brew.
All right, cool.
If I'm not too hungover.
So there you go. Shouldn't be. Shouldn't be. That's always the plan, right?
That's always the plan. You got to shoot high.
Everybody always texts me, "Hey, we're doing a podcast. I can't get too fucked up."
I'm doing something tomorrow.
Yeah, we shouldn't. That's plan. I never plan on getting fucked up. Who wants to get fucked up?
We're only drinking 7.5s and up.
I love beer buzzes, but who wants to be drunk and hungover?
Yeah, that's disgusting.
Yeah.
It's not entertaining at all.
It happens. It's never the plan.
Well, it might be entertaining, but it's not fun.
Oh, no, yeah, it's entertaining, all right. Yeah.
So that's...
like I was saying a second ago, it's smooth, a lot smoother than the coffee stout from LCB.
Mm-hmm.
the flavor, I don't know what I'm getting there. There's something.
It's a little muted to me.
I'm used to the coffee.
It's big, right?
Base mm-hmm. hand plant coffee over here, and this doesn't have that. So it's something. Yeah.
There's nothing. At least in the bill, the grain bill and stuff, there's nothing like over the top. It's got brown sugar and maple syrup in it, but there's nothing like a coffee or a big showstopper in it. It's pretty generic.
I'm used to all these, what do they call it? The pastry stouts that everybody's mm-hmm. doing now where it's got this, flavor. That, and the other on top of what mm-hmm. it is. This is just straight up stout, right?
Right.
I mean, you got nothing else going on right. there, just the stout, which is,
The one thing you might get in this, if you really look, is I soaked oak chips in scotch and put those in secondary.
Could have told us that ahead of time.
Well, I was hoping you guys would pick it up. I'm a little disappointed now.
We could make like an intelligent.
Well, because I'm thinking.
Oh, I totally get scotch.
Yeah.
And like no, but I'm oak like, chips.
How old is that scotch?
No, but I want to say I'm like
17, 12
something's,
years.
Something's going on here, and I don't want to say shit because he sounds pretty proud of this. So I'm like, but doesn't taste. But now, to me, this because it's rainy outside. It's for us. It's cold.
Mm-hmm.
We're all wearing shorts and sweatshirts.
It's like freezing. I think it's 57 or 58. Right.
It's cold. If you're in a cabin,
I got insulated socks.
If you're camping in a cabin, this is what you would pour at 9 o'clock in the morning.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Right? This is the beer right here, and this is perfect. But if you don't tell me it's got oak chips. Which I did know back in fucking October when we made it. And I forgot. It's been 6 months. But I'm like, oh yeah, now that you say that.
Oh yeah, I remember now.
Yeah. But you did a great job on this.
Yeah. I'm really, to me, one of my best beers, I think. You know what I mean? Like, I'm pretty critical of my beers, but to me, it's just super drinkable. And I don't drink a lot of it. I'm not a huge stout fan, but it's.
I definitely get the oak. For mm-hmm. sure.
I could taste some alcohol, but I couldn't place it. I wouldn't be able to place it in scotch. I don't know what scotch tastes like. I don't drink that kind of stuff.
So. What?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, this podcast is going to change.
Oh, great.
Did you hear that? I
he got all Scooby-Doo on us.
He can't even pronounce scotch. He's like, no, I don't drink scotch.
I hate scotch tape.
No, I like scotch tape.
I don't even wrap presents. No, fuck no.
That's too close.
I watch Star Trek. I turn off and Scotty's on. Fuck him.
He got all Scooby-Doo on us.
I'm just saying. I don't like it. I don't drink it. Hibbity,
hibbity. Let go.
Oh, my gosh.
Anyways, good beer.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
See what happens when you miss part one?
Yeah.
Dick?
So I took this beer. I brewed it right after I got it into the keg. I got it carbed. And which is kind of interesting for stouts, right? I mean, stouts are kind of, you don't want them high carbonated, and a little bit of a trick not doing it. I had never done one before. So how much do you carbonate? How long? Forced carbonation, shit like that. But
do you try to subdue it? I mean, is there
fucking A, dude.
Hey, sorry, take
it. Is there a way that was not me. Is there a way to
do it? We're having a conversation over here.
Cans going everywhere.
Scotch and everything. Anyway, I didn't do the forced carbonation as long as I would have like an IPA.
Nice podcast table.
Yeah.
Except for everything. God damn. Can't even fart.
Yeah, all that noise you heard was just Kenny farting.
It's the perforated table.
Kenny and farter right on you. Jesus Christ, man.
How about you get a soundproof table, Sean?
Yeah, the budget's a little tight right now.
It's tight.
But I...
speaking of tight,
so many jokes run through my head.
So standing outside this podcast, it's just fun as shit. I haven't said anything.
Speaking of tight, when's the wife getting on? But yeah, I was like, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to say it. I won't say that.
Like, one more stout, then I'm saying it.
But he did it in a roundabout way.
I was going to joke about it, but.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you what I'm going to joke about. Wink, wink.
That's a backhand compliment.
Yeah. Compliment. Yeah, still tight. That's good. Anyway.
When I say, when's your wife? Speaking of tight, when's your wife getting home? I want to fuck your wife. I think you're cool.
The filter is just left.
Yep. Gotta love it.
Yep.
Fuck.
It's no longer a beer podcast.
Nope.
It's get Kenny out of my house before my wife get home.
Oh, she knows he's here. She's not coming home.
Yeah, no, yeah, she stayed somewhere else tonight.
Split cast equals beat Kenny's ass.
Split cast doesn't mean split the sheets. Anyway, buttle back to the staff. Back to the buttle bruiser. Yeah, you got that going for you. There's no way I can compete with that.
He says, Sean texts me. He goes, "Hey, you want to do a split cast this Friday?" I go, "Yeah, Wendy's all in."
Dude. I text you, but you know, it's one of my, some of my favorite shows are when she comes on, because the shit she fires back at you.
Oh, yeah. You know what? Right. You know what? Honestly, she won't take it. Him and I, Kevin and I had a conversation about that. That could be its own podcast. You and Winnie could do a podcast. We had a name for it.
Wendy and the Butthole Bruiser.
That wasn't the name.
No, the Kenny and Wendy show.
Wendy's Bruise Butthole. Yeah.
I think that could be an entire different show.
It could be the Kenny and Wendy show.
Yeah, for just sure.
The way you two fire off and you mm-hmm. feed each other. So listening to it, like, she'll feel, or shut the fuck off. Like, just little things like that that get fired off are just, they're great listening now.
Well, most of it is her and Richie going back and forth.
Yeah.
Because Richie does have, his feet are as wide as they are long. And she walks, in the house, she's like, "I saw your Fred Flintstone flip-flops in the doorway." Because he walks in the doorway and just leaves his shoes there.
Nothing. Nothing.
How blown out.
Attaboy.
Something.
Yeah, exactly.
So we're literally in the I'm Not Kevin podcast studios, which is kind of like a garage.
It's kind of like a garage with some old school lights.
I want to make it comfortable for the guys.
The studio
it's got
door,
a really big door that goes up.
The studio door is like 15 feet wide, yeah. And it's halfway closed. And Sean's, my back's to the street. So Sean was looking like either somebody's going to come up and butt rape me, or it was somebody I'm going to enjoy.
Butt raping.
She could have done both.
Either way, you're like, "Okay, here we go. Yeah. I'm ready." The look on his face is like, "Get ready, Kenny." So,
anyway.
Yep.
Back to the stout.
So, Troy, favorite beer of 2017?
Oh. Yeah. You've had time to percolate.
That's so tough. Did everybody answer?
Yeah, we all answered.
Just you. Waiting on you.
No.
How about top three? How about top three?
I don't remember any of the beers I had.
How about today? What's your favorite beer of today?
Honestly, and I hate to go back to this one because I always go to this one.
You've had two beers today. Big one. Fuck, Dre. This is why you never get invited to the fucking podcast. He's like, "Well, Frank couldn't make it. Troy, you in?"
Yeah, that's exactly it. That's why I'm not going to answer this question. Screw this freaking podcast and this question.
All right, how about if I'm not Kevin, asked you, what's your favorite beer of 2017?
No, like I was saying, that Stone's El Cabeza is always on the top of my list.
I thought about that on the way in. I thought about that on the drive over here, that was your...
Ruff, ruff, ruff. It's a dog.
Troy, I'm talking.
Don't interrupt me.
That's always like one of my
What's your favorite beer, Troy?
I don't know.
I will answer in...
Right back to Scooby-Doo.
I'll take care of that.
Scooby snack beer. So, but I remember you talking about when you brought that over and you were like, "This is one of the fucking best beers ever." And then the Beer Life podcast out in LA, they talked about it. And I was thinking on the way over here, I'm like, I know Troy thinks that's a great beer. And it's good. It's a really good beer. It's not a beer that you can drink a lot of because it's very rich. And I was literally thinking about that on the way over here. So I'm glad you said that because that's different than everybody else. Because then we all go, "Oh, LCB, LCB."
You know what? That would probably be one of my seconds. I liked the Cloud Juice that they did with
the collaboration
with Dionysus. Yeah, I thought that was a really good beer. What else? There's some. I don't like being on the spot like this because I can't think of all the beers I've had, but.
Sorry to put you on the spot, but yeah, it's a podcast. just four of us talking.
Just talking about beer. I like them all equally.
Okay, good answer, dick. Fuck. Oh, yeah, I like them all. So,
that's why I use Untappd, because then it'll remind me of what I've had, because I'll forget the next day.
Like, so Frank said that he liked the Juices Real. I like the MEH, meh, LCB. So yeah, both of us right there Let's see.
What about the Santa Maria Mocha?
Somebody said, who was it?
I don't know if I've actually had a Santa Maria beer that I've
been
really in love with.
Frank also liked the dry hop SOB Tumbler.
From the
hop shootout, yeah. when Lottie put the hops right into the keg. And then Joey also liked the tequila El Cerrito. But I think Joey's biggest was the Cloud Juices Real AF collaboration Dionysus LCB. So that seems to be, I guess if you were to say out of all of our picks, the collaboration between LCB and Dionysus Cloud Juices
seems
Real
to be
AF
a
was,
fan favorite.
Was probably from our two podcasts and all our friends of the podcast, that's the one.
It's a delicious beer.
Yep.
I hope they do it again. So we're just pouring the Beer Geek.
Is that what this is?
Beer Geek from McKellar.
Oh, this is their breakfast, right?
Breakfast stout. Brewed with coffee.
So it's got a coffee, so yeah. We can compare it.
I'm going to be freaking running down the street here pretty quick.
So this tastes a lot like the LCB.
7.5%. What's the LCB? 9?
See if Kenny can chase you.
So this is 2.5% less than the LCB.
It's dark as night. It's it's got a head that looks coffee-ish.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a nose. I would say the nose is not as great as LCB.
Not as prominent.
No. I think I get more alcohol flavor in this one, too.
I would say less coffee, more alcohol, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you were to pick between the two, I got to say,
LCB, I think.
I think
for me.
I'm very impressed with McKellar. I'm glad they did this.
Loving their beers right now.
This is a great beer. It's a great coffee stout by McKellar, and I'm very proud of them for this. This is a good beer. But I'm going to go LCB. For coffee stout beers, the LCB's Blue Oak is probably top. My second is going to be lengthwise. Coffee stout's a great coffee stout. Mm-hmm.
That's a great
for sure.
I think I prefer that one.
Oh yeah,
for coffee.
And that's their own coffee they use in that.
Yeah,
right.
Yep.
I don't know where they get their coffee from.
I don't either.
They roast their own.
They do the roasting there.
Yes.
Wow,
that's cool.
This, but I'll tell you. I mean, flavor wise, I think I prefer the LCB, the Blue Oak. But I could probably drink more of this.
What's the ABV on the
7.5? So it's like 2.5 difference.
Yeah.
I could probably drink more of this one, and I don't know. Maybe that's alcohol related, but
so I keep thinking. Pretend like we're camping,
mm-hmm.
and you woke up and your butthole sore. Would you tell anybody?
I'd probably have a beer.
So I'm saying is, if we woke up right now and we're getting ready to fire up the fire to cook our bacon and eggs, which coffee, which beer would you rather have?
What are we doing for the rest of the day?
Fishing.
I'd probably have the Blue Oak. What?
Yeah, I know. See, like fired that right away. Yeah. Are we just talking about these two here?
Yeah, I'm just saying.
These two coffee beers?
I'd probably have the Blue Oak.
There's no wives. We're no bitching. No, yeah. Everything's cool, right? Mm-hmm. We're just gonna wake up. Instead of wake and bake, we're going to wake and drink.
Yeah.
And we're going to drink a coffee stout. And we're going to fire up some bacon and eggs. And we're going to get our fucking fishing poles ready.
LCB for me, yeah.
The McClellar's really good. But I just think I would probably go to the LCB. It has that coffiness to it that it's almost overwhelming, right? I mean, it's like you're really drinking a cup of coffee almost.
Yeah.
So I'd probably go with the LCB.
Yeah, I'm with you.
It's the McClellar's good, but I'd probably go with the LCB.
Me too.
Consensus.
Thanks, Tyson.
Another one.
Yeah.
Hey, so I'm going through my Untappd here. Born Again Yesterday was another one that I rated very highly in 2017.
From
Lagunitas.
Mm-hmm.
7% pale ale. That's one of those ones that's like a fresh hot beer.
Mm-hmm. I don't think I had that
one. I guess it's a fresh hot beer.
Where'd you have it?
July. I probably had it in a bottle. I don't know if it tells me.
So since getting in the middle of this craft beer shit, I have spent a lot more time looking at dates on bottles and cans than I ever did before.
Oh yeah,
you know what I mean. Absolutely. It is important. I feel like
Troy turned me on to that.
I feel like before where I thought I knew what I was talking about, and I still don't know shit, right? I mean, there's so many different beers out there and different versions of beer that I felt like I knew shit. But now if I go places and I look at a beer and it says freaking, you know, we're talking January 19th of 2018, and I look at a beer and it says October of 2017, I'm probably not going to buy it.
No, I'm definitely not. Especially if you're looking at a pale ale or an IPA.
Something
where the hops can fall.
There's something that changes in them. You know, we always joke about Tyson giving me shit for drinking fresh. He's not screwing around.
Yeah.
There is a big difference.
You got to have fresh beers if you're looking for that hop flavor, if you want to taste those hops.
Mm-hmm. And we were talking earlier about just, you know, LCB distribution in Kern County and, you know, not getting as big a distribution as they wanted.
Yeah.
But there are a few little hole-in-the-wall places where you think, oh, shit. Because for those of us that buy it on a regular basis, it's not easy to get in Kern County. So
no, it goes fast.
It goes really fast. I think it
behooves them to do it that way because they're not going to have old products sitting on the shelf most of the
time. Right. But then there's a few little places, and I don't know if they're buying it at those places and then putting it on their shelves. I don't know how that's working. But there's a couple places around that have old shit. I can go right now, I bet, and go to a place that has meh from LCB on their shelf.
And how old is that one? How many months is that?
That was like June, maybe.
Was it really?
It was far back. Maybe not that far back, but it's an old beer.
Yeah.
And a year ago from now, maybe a year and a half ago from now, I would have bought that beer and been proud of it.
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean? And just because of what I've learned in the last year of just that it makes a difference. I'm like, so I feel like I'm becoming a snob.
It's a ghost.
Is that a ghost?
Yeah. There's a ghost in the background. Ooh.
Well, and that's so Sunday. I'm actually really looking forward to going. I'm going to drive up to LCB Sunday.
Oh, nice.
Going to go out, meet a couple people, but I'm looking forward to it because of all that. You know, they've stressed fresh, mm-hmm. and I haven't been there. So I'm looking forward to going there and just, you know, drinking.
And there's so many things on tap there that you can't get here in town.
Right. And it's moving cool quickly, right?
Yeah. Always changing. I've never been. Do they do flights there too?
Yeah,
they will.
You can get flights there, yeah.
Okay.
Even if you don't
do
the flight.
That's the best thing to do is do the flight, yeah. I would say.
And talk to whoever's pouring. I mean, they have some younger people there pouring, but talk to whoever's pouring. And are you comfortable yet?
Most likely they'll know what they're talking about.
Yeah, just ask them. You know, I like this, and they'll help you out. But even if you don't want, what I found, I guess I never realized or never asked, was a lot of the microbrews or craft beer places, if you just tell them I want a 5-ouncer, they'll pour that for you.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. You know, because you usually get those in the flight.
Mm-hmm.
I just want that one in the 5-ouncer. That way you don't have to put a whole pint away of something you don't like.
Yeah.
And, you know, and
they'll give you a taster, too. They'll pour you a little one-sip taster to see if you like it.
And usually, I mean, locally, Lengthwise will do that. Anybody
will do it.
I want to know, what, you know, this is new. I want to know what it tastes like.
Yeah, that I want to try.
Kenny is going to wreck us right now. He just pulled a beer out of his cooler.
Is that
I would like to say that. Like Lord of the Flies.
OJ Simpson.
I was thinking more like King of the Jungle or whatever. What's that show? What's that movie called? Like
King of the Hill?
Did you guys?
King of the Hill. King
yeah, exactly. Like King
did you guys listen Bobby to one of our last podcasts?
No, I never listened to your shit.
Joey and Frank were there, and Frank brought this one can, and he was like, "This is going to be really good." And Joey literally filled his whole glass with it.
Oh, yeah, no, I heard you talking about that one.
It was the best beer of the day. And I'm like, "You fucker!"
He didn't bring any beer.
So is that what you're going to do right now?
Yes,
because he is. Look at him! Look at him!
Oh, Joey,
I would love to get a photo of that. You need
you got a camera. You got a
Just finish it. Just finish it off. We don't need any.
Yeah, we don't.
Here, just hold the can.
We'll just get the yeast out the bottom. So he's got two. One for him and one for the rest of us.
There we go.
So
are these the 4-packs exactly. that Frank just picked up?
Yes. Yeah. Did you get one?
I've got one sitting at Frank's house.
So do I.
Oh, nice.
I hope I do.
Assholes.
I hope I do.
I'm sharing mine too.
That's like, them.
You dickhead, you're drinking all your own beer. Mm-hmm. I have mine at Frank's house.
Mine's aging at Frank's.
So I literally. Aging nicely. So he's like.
That's where they hide beer from Kitty.
I go over there. I got $20. He goes, it's 23. I'm like, well, I got a 20 and a 10. Do you have change for a 10?
Nope.
No. I'm like, he goes, so you owe me a beer. I'm like, why would I owe you a $6 beer when I owe you $3?
Because mm-hmm. you're my friend.
You little Mexican Jew.
Whoa. Whoa.
Then you buy, you buy him a Bud Light.
Take him to the happy hour. So I was like, I don't want to lose a friend.
He's got special powers.
So then he's like, but here, take Richie's. So he gets a 4-pack that belongs to Richie, right? So I get back home and I go, here's your 4-pack, Richie. He goes, oh, cool. I go, so you owe
26 bucks.
He's like, what? I'm like, I know, right? Tyson's expensive.
No wonder Tyson's bitching about distribution in Bakersfield.
Dude, that's a good beer.
Isn't that a good beer? I forgot how good this is.
You know, people talk crap about the hazy beer.
This literally looks like
amazing.
Literally looks like you went to breakfast and ordered a glass of orange juice.
Where'd you get those?
This LCB.
LCB?
Yeah. So you, you can probably get it when you're up there.
Temecula.
I didn't know if you got that in town or something.
Frank went up there and got it right off the freaking...
This one didn't get distribution.
He went up there like on freaking canning day and said, put it in this pallet right here.
Frank's such a suck-ass. He's such a suck-ass, man. Oh, Frank, he's like, oh, Tyson, your dick's so nice. Oh.
I didn't hear that post.
How is he canned beers?
What's the mechanism?
I'm going to stamp this one.
Frank's like, Tyson, how do you jog with all that crazy noise it probably makes?
Don't wear corduroy.
Catch on fire.
Fucking Frank, you little fucking suck-ass. Frank's a little lap dog. Like, hey, you want to come to my podcast? Sorry, I can't. I was going to go visit Tyson. So you say hi,
I got to work and shit.
Yeah.
So well, anyways, that was you today, right?
Working. I did have to work today, yes.
Yeah, and now you're texting. So, hey, welcome to the podcast.
No, I'm checking my beer in so I don't forget. So when you next ask me next year.
Oh, dude, you know what?
You know what? I have a little tablet. I fucking meant to bring it. And it literally has that. You write down the name, and it has all the little tags, like ABVs, IBUs.
Untapped.
I have a little tablet too that does it. It's right here.
It's called iPhone.
It's a phone. You just type, type it in. You don't have to scribe it with calligraphy.
Chisel it in.
this came with a crate, one of those crate things, and came with a couple glasses that were said IPA today. So that would be cool.
No, that is cool.
Thanks for shitting on my kids. I make fun of it,
but
but Untapped. Or Untapped.
That's what my kids don't like. Uncle Troy.
Untapped.
Untapped. No, you're Untapped Bakersfield. What are you doing?
I am. What? This is Untapped.
Untapped.
Playing Tetris.
He's playing Tetris. Way to pay attention, Troy.
A little bit of Tinder.
The Untapped app is freaking cool.
Rating black chicks with Joey.
Send him to Joey. Swipe up to send to Joey. Swipe up.
It's always up. It's always elevators going up.
Yeah. I was over here setting up your farmers only. Got mom account.
I get you set up on J-Day.
I put down for my
grinder.
On my profile, I said anteater, and the reply goes, "Hey, babe."
Anyway, the Untapped app on your phone is a great resource. The unfortunate part is, if you're like us, where we drink a bunch of beer and then go, "I'm too fucked up to use my phone."
Yeah.
Like Troy showed up episode 2, and he's sober. Right?
Yeah, he's not fun.
I'm gonna have a hard time. If I sat down, I'm gonna drink this freaking the juice is
real.
The real
the juice is real.
I had to look at the can. My wrist wouldn't go around far enough to find the label.
The juice is so for real.
It's so freaking
for real.
I'm gonna have a hard time logging into that app and rating it and doing all little tap shit. But it's a great resource for when you have it, when you go to a brewery and do a flight and go, fucking, that's great. I went to Barrel House 101 in Ventura. Have you been there?
Oh, I love Barrel House.
And they had McKellar, Windy Hill on tap. I had 3 or 4 flights while I was there, and every one of my flights, you got to add that one. You got to add that one because it was so freaking good.
Maybe I'm thinking of a different. Are you talking Barrel House, the brewery?
No, Barrel House 101 in Ventura.
Oh, Ventura. Sorry.
They have 101 taps.
I just heard one word, and I went with that.
Because I'm drunk and you're sober.
I apologize.
Episode 2. Welcome to episode 2.
It's a tap place.
Yeah. It's a restaurant and a tap house.
I went there, and of course, we ate dinner there, so I put my expense report in.
Dummy.
I told my boss, I go, they have 101 beers on tap.
And he said, denied.
And I tried my hardest to drink them all.
He expensed as it. You he wasn't, can even, see, on a, he wasn't was, even on a business trip.
Was that on? Was that approved or denied?
Yeah, denied.
Yeah, so we actually.
It's because it wasn't a business trip. You just.
Actually, we actually did weekend. Dinner and a couple beers and then closed out the tab and then opened up a new tab and said, okay, we're just doing beers now.
Wow. Best way to do.
Yeah. And but the McKellar Windy Hill is delicious. And that's what I got.
What is it? What kind of beer is it?
It's a hazy.
Oh, okay.
Look at my face. Let me try a little dipper of that.
You really need to try
some of that.
No, this is all mine. There's nothing left.
Oh, glass right there.
So, easy, Kenny. So, there's
quite a bit left. I didn't know. Here, tell us about it. Since you're going to hold the can, tell us about it.
Nope. Finally pour a beer in your glass.
There. No, he's been drinking water all day. Yeah. So this is the Juices Reel from, it's the Juices Reel re-release.
So the first release was back, Bakersfield Craft Beer Festival.
And fucking delicious. Right? And it was, it was amazing, right? Was it still 9% then?
I don't remember. I think it was really high.
And we talked about that the other day, Kenny, and I thought it was lower, but it's, I mean.
I don't taste any alcohol.
That's scary. Yeah. It's only 35 IBUs for a freaking hazy. I mean, it looks like pure freaking Sunny Delight or.
No. You know what? I'm like, it's not hoppy enough because it's only 35 IBUs.
And then you drink it.
It's not. There's all these. I'm like, nope. Don't want to drink it. It's not hoppy enough. It's not where I want it. And you pour it, and you're like, and it looks like orange juice, right? Nope, not interested.
I don't like that look either.
You
like
smell it. Yeah. You smell it, and you're like, okay.
Smells great.
Smells juicy. Yep. Smells like a juice.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then you drink it.
And it's just tons like, of stone fruit.
Okay, well, that's not even the beer category, right? I mean, that's like.
That's a good point.
It is. It's like literally I've died and gone to heaven. This is what I'd be drinking in heaven right now.
It's so good. So
that's what a lot of people have complained about with these New England IPAs.
That is they don't want to go to heaven.
Well, no that's not what that's that it doesn't taste like beer. That it's, I mean, how far away have we gotten from beer with these hazy IPAs and these New England, or these pastry stouts and everything that's just all sweet and there's all this added to this and that and the other.
You know, and following the beer Instagrams or Facebooks, whatever. And there's a lot of that social media that where they just go, oh, the hazies are kind of a fad. Just wait and it'll go away or whatever. But that's freaking delicious.
Well, compared to the pride,
flavor's good for me.
The Pride of Texas that we started with,
mm-hmm.
It's a way different beer.
It's a different category.
How
did
that one? How was that one? Was that a
so?
Somebody said like mimosa, almost like right.
It's a pale ale.
The Pride of Texas
pale ale. It's a beer.
You know it's a beer, right?
Kind of like this here. I mean, to me, that tasted just like a beer should taste, the Boomtown.
Right. And so here's my problem. The Juices Reel, New England DIPA, right? N-E-D-I-P-A, New England style double IPA. They're so delicious. You forget it's a double. You forget it's a 9%. And that's my complaint with Tyson. I'm like, God damn it, Tyson. You make these delicious beers, and they're 9%. They taste like fucking 5%.
Yeah. They lull you into comfort.
It's like me at 51 years old going to a nightclub and seeing this fucking hot-ass 21-year-old going, what's up, dudes? Watch this. I'm gonna go hit on that chick, right? I'm like, I have no business talking to that chick, right? I have no business
drinking. No, you don't.
I don't. And I have no business drinking this beer like it's a freaking beer, right? I gotta treat this like it's a shot of alcohol because it's 9%.
Yeah.
And if you don't respect it, you're gonna get rejected like you did that 21-year-old at the fucking club.
So I like that. Oh, thank you.
You're very welcome.
I like sharing that, he's putting these in the cans, the 16
ounce. I really like that
format.
Yeah,
I mean, I would almost be stoked on a 12 inch format rather than the 16. Did I say inch?
Yeah, I hope so.
Was that a Freudian slip?
Slip. Give me that 12 inch format and just be done with it. Jesus Christ!
I don't need 16. I'm not a bitch. Yeah.
16.
There's fucking 3 inches to go around. 4 inches to go around, whatever.
So people are like,
people like Kenny could use it.
What happened?
An extra 3 inches.
Never mind.
So people are like,
you didn't compensate for that ball.
People are like, yeah, people are like, does your dick hang lower than your nut? I'm like, fuck no.
There's no way.
That's how bitches down at your knee.
Your dick could be 6 inches hard and it wouldn't hang lower than that nut.
No way. Even if I stand doing a headstand. So people are like, are you
a bitch? Do you shave that? Do you have to shave that thing?
No, because it's scar tissue.
Oh, that's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Do you use the same razor on your face you do on your nut?
No.
No.
Two different ones?
Why would you do that?
Two different razors?
Yeah, I use a
trimmer. No, I use it on my face for a while, and then I switch it to my nuts.
So the same razor, just different times.
Yeah.
Joy?
Separate, completely separate device.
So you use the use the wife's razor for your nuts. Yes. Okay, got it.
It's got that.
And she uses it for her face. And she uses it for her face.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like this, huh? What's wrong with this razor?
That was cool.
I got a rotten razor.
It's rotten.
Rotten razor.
That blue strip turned white a long time ago.
Made on this razor?
Hey, babe, when the white strip turns green, throw it away.
Just like a toothbrush. Not that I did anything with that.
No, when the white strip turns hairy.
Toothbrush, you mean taint scrubber?
It's like tomato, yeah. Tomato.
Whatever.
You want to tell me I can't go to a podcast?
when your breast smells like my asshole.
Change it out.
It's time to switch it up. So when people say, "Are you a beer snob? Where you have to smell your beer before you drink it?"
Which, smell what?
Your beer. So I'm there now, right? But yeah. The juice is real. You're doing yourself a disservice.
I agree.
And, I mean, part of it is like, oh my god, you gotta smell it, right?
That's what you're doing when you're tasting it, too. I mean,
yeah, it is. Exactly.
Most of your taste.
No.
You gotta smell it.
So I'm very nose, like, for me, I mean, everybody's different, right? But for me, the nose, I could smell a glass of wine, I mean, way before I drink it. I mean, I got to. And I'm becoming that same way with beer.
Yep.
I have to get the nose off it before I smell it.
So if you're that dude that's banging it. That hot-ass chick.
Mm-hmm. I gotta smell her.
And her buddies are all like, dude, I bet her pussy's so pretty. Sorry, I never looked at her. I just fuck it. Like, what?
You didn't get your face to
you
face with it?
You appreciate it, right? You have to appreciate it. And that's this beer right here.
You got
to
do that selfie with your one nut.
This is Tyson's pussy. If you don't put your nose in it, you're doing Tyson a disservice.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Tyson, but I drank it
Tyson,
first.
I sniffed your pussy and I enjoyed it.
I sniffed it after I drank it. So, I mean,
honestly, yeah, though,
you sniffed it on my breath.
Hey, you guys smell Tyson's what on his beer breath? While we're sitting here talking shit about Tyson, he's at the beach somewhere posting Instagram videos.
Kevin's not drinking, so all we're doing is dipping her finger in a beer and letting Kevin sniff her fingers.
I just want to know why your upper lip smells like his pussy.
One finger at a time. Yeah. Tyson's actually been posting videos on Instagram. He must be at the beach somewhere. You know, he lives in L.A. or whatever, but of this beer with him and Katie. Out by the beach somewhere.
So we're the juice.
Back like
they're not having the time we're having.
Like
I guarantee it.
Probably not. There's no way.
No, there's always a little kid in the background.
So, but you know what though?
Ah, really?
But here's the question: if you were a brewer and you were going to take off for the weekend with your wife, what beer are you taking with you?
The one that's really good.
That thing would go with
probably
breakfast,
something I
lunch,
brew.
I'm just saying, it's a great question.
The best one I brew, so look. That's why he's doing it. He's taking what he's got, the fresh stuff.
And do you think that can's better than what we're drinking?
No, that's awesome.
It's probably just the same.
The guys are watching it right now.
Yeah, so I'm watching the video. So it goes. That's a great video. So it starts off like you're.
Katie's in like an evening gown out on the
I didn't want to see it.
They're on a patio.
On the patio,
overlooking the ocean.
I like how the beer he's got secured with the string.
It doesn't blow away. It's kind of windy.
So you look like you're walking from the restaurant onto the deck.
So she said.
And then the beer is on the handrail.
Right.
So the only thing between you and the ocean is the handrail mm-hmm. with this beer.
But this also, beer, right? We're drinking
this beer
right now.
We're drinking, but there's also Tyson's wife, right? So you got the wide angle view where you see first the wife, the kid, the beer, the ocean. And then as you're getting closer, the kid gets out of focus. Then you get the wife.
I want to make another kid.
The wife and the wife, the beer in the ocean, And then the wife gets out of focus, so it's just now the ocean, the beer, and her boobs.
And then, and then she takes a drink. And you go, like, I win.
I'm just saying, like, I appreciate all of them. All those things.
Kids are great and all, but boobs and beer and...
Boobs, beers.
What else you need? You know, and beaches.
I love the ocean.
The beer and the bitches.
I love the ocean. I love Tyson. I love his beer. I love his wife. I love her boobs. All the, you know, I love all
the
those
kids
things.
In there somewhere.
The kid, I love, you know,
Tyson. Buns the brewer.
He just won the internet with that video.
Yeah. And it, I mean, it kind of summed up this. We're sitting in the garage studio. And it's been raining all day.
Yep.
And I mean, it's the way it should be, right? It's nice.
It is nice. I'm almost going to say, hey, you want to shut that?
I can shut it. We can shut it. We can pause and shut it. Or
so
you guys can listen to it.
We haven't seen any boobs, though, here. It's more of
I showed you my nut.
Really good size nut.
I'm not a piece of meat.
We could have drawn a nipple on it and called that thing an A cup.
We probably could. That's the biggest nut I've ever seen.
So. Right, I think that
okay, hold on. Pause.
Nut sack. If you put a nipple on your nut sack, that is a solid C cup.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
I said least A. But
are you recording?
At least a C.
Good.
That's a C cup.
Kenny's nipples and his nut sack were getting hard, so we
I
shut the garage.
I would be curious to put your nut sack in a bra and see what size it would be.
I'd probably look at it for longer and see what sizes it is.
Jesus Christ!
Anything if you're chewing Copenhagen or Red Man?
Anything more than a mouthful, you're risking a sprained tongue. So
weird science. Like, I love that movie.
Thank you for getting that reference.
I love that movie. I love that movie.
Yeah.
Troy doesn't know what we're talking about.
I know weird science. I'm 40 years old. Come on.
You're 40 or 42?
40.
You barely know what we're talking about.
I'm only 38.
You're an old soul.
You're an old soul.
Did you guys go to school together?
No.
We didn't even go to the same high school.
How did you guys meet? I thought you were friends before work.
It was what do you call it? .com? What?
A farmer's only.
Yeah, it was farmer's only.
I was like, I raise chickens, you know.
And I was like, hey.
And I'm a chicken fucker, hello.
Yeah.
And it was a match made in heaven. Yeah. What else do you want?
So you guys did not know each other before work.
Yeah, so I'm friends with his brother.
My little brother.
His little brother.
I thought you only had one brother.
And he's a little brother.
Okay.
So,
just going to
do that either.
We grew up in the same crowd. And then, later on in life, Sean and myself started hanging out.
True story. At work, I kind of knew him, but I didn't really know him. And then he worked where we work, and he came by my desk. Hey, I love you, man. And that was it.
Been best friends ever since.
Well, that's Kevin.
Yeah.
Right? For sure, Kevin.
Right. Kevin's either all in.
Yeah. Or fuck you.
Yeah, or fuck you.
And where do you
get it? But it gets hard.
Taco Bell.
Taco Bell.
Okay, cool. I just checked it.
We work right down the street from Patty's house.
that's what I said. One day I'm outing everybody.
No, you're
everything.
Not. That'll be the end of both these podcasts.
That's true. I wouldn't do that. As much as I hate the fact that my mother is part of the podcast.
But does she know? Does she know?
No, she doesn't listen to this shit.
Let's call her. I got the ring.
Do you want to call her?
No.
So you know, you've been on every podcast.
Hey, do you want to call Joey?
Do we want to plug in? You might want to pause so we can plug in.
Oh, you want to?
We can.
All right, do it.
Stick it in.
That's what she said.
Stick it in.
Are you? Cheers.
Cheers. Fucking Troy's a weirdo, dude.
Are we recording?
Yeah.
Thank you for listening. Please subscribe and rate the podcast on iTunes and Google Play, Twitter @I'mNotKevinPod.